Kept you waiting, huh? Good morning, afternoon, or indeed good bloody well evening. Welcome to episode 125 of the world famous Crosscast. We can say that because I think this goes out to different countries on Spotify and all the other podcast providers that we're on. If you didn't know, we are part of the Crossplayers. That is a group of gaming friends that talk about everything from PlayStation, Xbox, sometimes, occasionally. We talk about Nintendo. We talk about absolutely bloody everything. We love the consoles, we love the universe and news surrounding it all. Most importantly, we love each other. Oh. It's Ben, Alex, and Lewis. Hi, guys. You okay?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, have you all been trekking in space the last couple of days? Yeah, we'll talk about that more in a bit. Yeah. Lewis, have you been up in space as well?
I've been in space. Okay. I've been there.
Okay. All up in that space.
All up in that space.
All up in that space. We say it every week, but if you'd like to support us, please follow these simple fetch quests. Number one, give this podcast a review on the service you're listening or watching us on. Give us a like and subscribe over at youtube.com/thecrossplayers. Are you guys still doing a giveaway on the cross button? Is that done now?
Done.
We'll lie anyway. Done. Just go over there. They're still doing one. You just go like and subscribe something. Or number three, head over to thecrossplayers.com for links to all of our content and our Discord. We say it every single week, and it probably won't be the second, third, or fourth time I say it tonight. If you are stark raving mad and want some extra XP, hit patreon.com/thecrossplayers and contribute as little as £2 to help us produce and produce the show, and you get entry into our very special WhatsApp group. Alex, you're drinking water, mate.
I am indeed, lots and lots of water.
Keeping hydrated. What t-shirt's that? What you're wearing? Is that your Super Mario
one?
Yeah. Uniqlo?
It's over there.
Yeah. Cheeky little bad boy. Is that got something on the back as well? I looked at that t-shirt.
Yeah, it's got the Mario logo on the back. I won't turn around because I always end up like either dropping my headphones or falling off.
Come on, mate. Come on. Give us some of that cake.
Oh, look at that badonkadonk.
Fucking flatter than a pancake.
Didn't show us his t-shirt, just his ass.
Great. Just got that. Oh, easy.
Oh, there we go.
There it is. There it is.
Nice.
It's a nice t-shirt, plumber. That. It's a nice colour as well. You suit that colour, Alex.
Oh, you suit Nintendo.
He does suit Nintendo, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Look at the face on it. Absolutely. Burning him as he keeps it on. Lewis, have you got anything entertaining? Just a black t-shirt?
Is that all it is? A black pocket. It's a pocket tee. There's a pocket.
Can you see that pocket?
Yeah.
Keep it in.
What you put in it?
Nothing. It's just like a pocket, but behind the pocket there isn't any fabric, so it's just a quick release if I want to expose my nipple.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh. Okay, is that some sort of maternity t-shirt?
It's feeding a hamster.
It's been upcycled, Ben.
Oh dear.
Uniqlo, there's going to be one of them opening on Princess Street in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Is there? Yeah?
The reason to actually come to Edinburgh now.
Yeah, the one and only thing on Princess Street that might be worth going to.
It's a Primark.
Yeah, like I said, maybe the one and only thing on Princess Street that's worth going to.
Do you guys say Primark up there?
No, because I don't say primary school either.
Ooh, that was a quick response.
He said that before, hasn't he?
But Alex did say yes, we do. So Alex,
he's from the
Primark.
West.
What is it? Is it Lewis, Primark or is it Primark?
It's Primark.
Yeah, but
Primark.
It's not like a guy who did GIFs and then turned around and went, actually, it's pronounced GIF. So it's not the owner of Primark's not going to go and turn around and go, that's actually Primark.
Like CEX and sex. Who calls it sex?
I call it sex.
You do, actually, yeah.
Somebody calls it Seeks. And I was like, it's not Seeks. Definitely isn't Seeks. No, I-K-H in there. So I don't know what you're on about.
CEX. When SIF changed to GIF, because people can pronounce...
Thought it contained an STD.
Because Lewis is looking quite handsome and dishevelled. If he had like a red lightsaber, it'd be a Sith right now. He's got that kind of... You've got that grisly look to yourself.
My light's gone off, but I do have a red lightsaber. It's in my bedroom.
Oh, of course it is. Anyone drinking anything interesting tonight?
No.
I've got water.
Nothing interesting.
It's one of those days, hasn't it? What heat is it everywhere? It's like, 10 degrees in Scotland? Or
it's fucking roasting.
Yeah, absolutely fucking boiling. Okay, 27 degrees here at the moment.
I think.
Yeah. On the vape again, Alex. Ben, anything interesting? Water as well?
I've actually got 7-Up Zero. It was the only thing we had in the fridge that could quench the thirst, so it's all right.
Okay.
I do not know the last time I had 7-Up.
Same. It's weird, isn't it?
Gassy 7-Up. That was fine.
It's gassy. The first mouthful was a bit frothy.
I've got diluting juice, and I've got a Coke Zero as well. I'm doubling up, so I've got my... I know. I need the two. I'm driving. Okay. Tough crowd. Right, should we dive into the news? We are not going to talk about the first news story that popped on our notes. I'm going to dive into number two and three, and we'll get to number one when we talk about it in a bit. Nintendo are switching it up. Oh, allegedly. Well, not allegedly. It seems to be factually now. They demoed the Switch 2 to developers at Gamescom on Eurogamer.net. Tom Phillips, the editor-in-chief, writes, in Cologne last month, Nintendo's public Gamescom show floor booth let you play Pikmin 4 and Super Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, but behind the scenes, the company had more up its sleeve. Developer presentations for Switch 2 took place behind closed doors, Eurogamer understands, with partners shown tech demos of how well the system is designed to run. One Switch 2 demo is a souped-up version of Breath of the Wild, designed to hit the Switch 2's beefier target specs. And then in brackets said, to be clear, though, this is just a tech demo. There's no suggestion the game will be re-released. I've also seen, anecdotally, some stuff about the Matrix tech demo that was done as part of the PS5.
Yeah.
The Unreal 5 tech demo for the Matrix being shown. I mean... We kind of expected news about it this year. I'm pretty pleased we're starting to hear things now, because that gives me more encouragement that next year is the year of the next version of the Switch and probably a Switch Island reboot. Switch Island reboot. Are we excited by this? Alex, you look enthralled.
Oh, always. I mean, I'll take it all with a pinch of salt. I think what makes me think it's potentially a wee bit further away than people maybe want is the fact the rumor was today, like, the not necessarily final specs, and they're still working on a prototype type thing. You're like, if it's going to be next year, surely that needs to be nailed down by now, you would have thought. But
what's it going to take for, and probably position this to Alex first and the rest of you, for the Switch 2 to become your main handheld of choice?
Genuinely don't know now. Like, I'm at that stage. I don't think I have a device of choice anymore.
Like, if you go OLED screen, I think that's a given, isn't it? I think most of us would say if they go backwards on the screen, that wouldn't make too much sense.
I don't think it will have an OLED. I think it'd be too expensive.
I don't know, like, if they've managed to get Switch OLED out, and that's the same cost as the original handset, a couple of years later, potentially, bigger, more memory.
It needs to have an SSD.
SSD, well, yeah, you guess it would. Quiet fans. So you think about the Steam Deck, it nearly takes off when I'm playing Baldur's Gate 3. What about you guys? What would you want from the next handheld? What's going to make it, I don't know, a day one for you? Or is it a day one regardless?
It's more like, what could they do to put me off getting it? And I can't think of anything.
No.
You know. Lewis, what's your take on that?
I think I'm probably in the same boat. Like, I'm more likely to get it day one. For me, I don't even need to bump it power-wise by that much. Maybe just so we can get some of the more recent games, like Baldur's Gate 3. I was thinking, like, would that come with the Switch? I'd rather play it on a handheld than on the PS5, which is more likely at the moment, and I'm not going to buy a Steam Deck. But I don't know, Nintendo, like, it might be something totally different. Switch 2 is what it's getting called, but it might be a console sat beneath the television. You know?
Could well be.
Put it past them.
Yeah, could well
be. Maybe a chip that gets inserted into your head.
I might have turned around and gone, yeah, like the we're happy with what the Switch is, and the next console is a home console again. You know, we want to move back to something that is a bit beefier and keeping up with the, yeah, the PS5 and the Xbox. So maybe.
But if they're saying, if any of this is true, and what they're saying about that Matrix demo running as well as it does on PS5 and a Series X. I can't imagine that. I find that very difficult to imagine Nintendo would invest. Like, they always... Like, the Switch was old when it was first released, wasn't it? Like, it had that old Tegra chip from NVIDIA that was, like, 2 or 3 years old already. So it's just difficult to imagine them... Like, the last time they got into, like, the power wars with the GameCube, it didn't end well. So it's almost like they're... Whatever they do, I don't think putting more of a beefy processor and having fancy graphics is going to be their approach.
No.
Obviously, a slight uptick on the Switch, great, but I don't know. It's hard to imagine them going, yeah, look at this 4K, 120 frames. Like, that's not what they're about, is it?
No. But they've got a new person at the helm, haven't they? The new president, and he seems a lot more mobile and tech-focused, so. Maybe it's going to be departed from what they've done of the old, and the strategy is going to slightly change. But yeah. I agree with you. I'd still like to see them do something batshit crazy. And there's very little they could actually do to make me not want that console. I would prefer it to be a handheld. But again, if it's a home console, again, that static stuck to the telly, I'm not going to, you know, I'm still not going to bat an eyelid and still going to pre-order it for day one. I would like them to beef it up. But again, like you guys, I don't really need to beef up too much. I think as long as there's solid IP planned in for year one of that, and even if there's a remaster of something like, I don't know, the obvious one is Zelda Wind Waker.
Okay.
No, I was going to say something like Ocarina or Wind Waker. If there's like a day one, this is what we've been working on behind the scenes, and there's new Mario Odyssey or something like that, then it's just an automatic purchase for people. I don't think you really care about the specs,
no,
because anything's going to make, like, there's the Mario Odyssey still looks stunning now. And that's what, 5 years old? 6 years old? Yeah. So,
yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's not an issue at all. It's exciting, though. It's to your point, Alex, the first point you made, I do think it's going to take a while, though. If they're only just showing it to developers behind the scenes, presumably none of them are actually working on anything other than Nintendo themselves with first-party content. So, yeah. But then again, they don't actually, don't always launch, do they, with their other games day one? So. Yeah, never know.
We're looking at least 2025 for it, regardless, I think.
Do you reckon? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Christmas next year.
That's a point, actually. Alex, can you start preparing a fancy critic update? What we're going to talk about, though, are things that are not planned for 2025. Yeah, onwards, please. Yeah, I said play, and I was pleased, you fuckers. We're going to talk about...
5 minutes, Alex.
Come on, quick snap. we're going to talk about the games that are imminently due for release or have just released. We are recording this on the 7th of September, on a very warm Thursday in the UK. So I've got IGN.com up, and it's talking about all the games that are going to get released. Chance of Sinnar, September 5th. Monochrome Mobius, Rights and Wrongs Forgotten, September 5th. Baldur's Gate 3, September 6th. Have any of you guys picked that up on PS5? Or
not at that price.
Nope, expensive, 65
hell
quid.
Hell no. Yeah.
I'd want a physical shit. Anyway, but it's going to be on the PS5. It seems a bit...
I got it from abroad.
Okay.
What was her name?
She Argentinian?
No, she's Turkish. Lovely
Turkish. Turkish. Get your wig done while you're over there. NBA 2K24 is out tomorrow, September 8th. Harvest Moon, The Winds of Anthos, September 12th. Myth Force, which sounds like that TV show, Mythic Quest. That's due on September 12th.
Well, was the one that was based on TV shows. Isn't that the kids' TV show one?
There we go. Super Bomberman R2, September 12th. Ben, you like a Bomberman game. Have you looked at that?
I have. I'm interested, but I know it's going to drop down to like a fiver in a few months' time, so probably not going to be a day one for me.
Hmm. We've got a couple of games out on September 14th. Ad Infinitium. Not heard too much about that. The Crew Motorfest. Is that day one for Alex?
Hopefully.
Is that one that's like Forza?
Yeah, basically. It's cars. Yeah.
He loves cars. Fist.
Oh, a bit of a rude one. Inspector Gadget, Mad Time Party. That's on September 14th as well. And Summum Eterna is out on September 14th. Guarantee that's JRPG. Gotta be. NASCAR Arcade Rush on September 15th. Gloomhaven, September 18th. The Legend of Nayuta, Boundless Trails, September 19th. Lies of P, or Life of Pi, as I said to the person. Giving out game codes for that, which, weirdly, we've not really heard back from. That's out on September 19th. I've not seen too much about that in previews. Yeah. It seems to be quite quiet.
The demo went down quite well.
It did, yeah, it did.
So,
little tiger on a boat was good, wasn't it?
Game Pass, so it's worth a try.
Yeah, demo went down well. Mortal Kombat 1, September 19th. It feels like it was ages away. And then it's literally out in 12 days.
Yeah. Drove past a advert for it today.
I thought you were going to say like, big. Yeah, I drove past Sub-Zero.
Someone who was just chilling. Committing a fate. Oh, that's good.
Thank you. Don't sound disappointed. Eternites is on September 21st. Payday 3, September 21st. You know what? If that's... That review's quite well. I've always wanted to play a Payday game, and I think it has relatively decent multiplayer, so it could be quite a funny one for us to...
And it's on Game Pass.
There we go. Avatar, The Last Airbender, The Quest for Balance, September 22nd.
I love that show.
It was a good TV show.
Soft spot for that.
Good anime.
Last Airbender.
Korra.
Mm. Yeah, good anime. Cyberpunk 2077, Phantom Liberty DLC is 26th of September. Anyone jumping into that?
Maybe.
Laurie,
yes.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I've only got 4 games that I'm playing this year. I've got it all planned out. I don't have time for anything else. I'm a grown up. Fuck off, mate.
I know. Yeah, admin, like, scene to the chickens. I was like, I'm not replying to that tweet.
That was pure bait. The chickens
like, dangling it in front of me. I was like, okay.
He knows what he's doing.
He does. Harvest Moon, The Winds of Anthos. I'm sure I just said that already. Yeah, Harvest Moon, September 8th, 26th. I'm presuming that's a different console as well. Paleo Pines, something that Alex would do at the gym, September 26th. Train Sim World 4, September 26th as well. Infinity Strash, Dragon Quest, The Adventure of Dai. That sounds like 4 games wrapped into one, doesn't it? Cocoon, September 29th. Hey. And then, yeah, looks good, doesn't it? And then EA Sports FC 24. Yeah, it is. Are you still enjoying your time with that, Alex?
It's done now. It was up to the 31st of August. But yeah, it was good.
Okay. Yeah. Just yes or no would have done. That's fine. Loads of games during October, but I'm not going to talk
you
about those.
You're getting Fantasy Critic ready, Alex.
I've got it,
All right, Lewis. Fucking hell. Sit Jesus. In the corner.
I'm just making sure that Alex is following the instructions.
Oh, okay. Jesus wept. Alex, Fantasy Critic, mate. In fact, before we jump into that, anything specifically you're all excited to play? For me, EA Sports FC, I am actually really looking forward to it. Alex, I really want to do, what's it called?
Pro Clubs.
Pro Clubs, because it does look very funny. And I think if we can persuade a few people to play and get
twist
at least five
Phil's
or six,
arm. I think Phil could have his arm twisted to quite.
Happy said arm. Yeah, go with that. That's fine.
Well, Tom Phil too.
Yeah. Yeah, twist his leg. I think Carl will probably play that as well. Yeah. Carl got a promotion today, by the way. I'll tell you about that.
Congratulations, Carl.
Well done, Carl.
Congratulations, Carl. Well done. Fully deserved.
Funny thing, he's now ahead of.
Really?
Oh,
he's the biggest head of out there.
Full head of.
Amazing.
I should have said that before. Anything else jumping out at you guys?
More combat.
More combat. Are we all picking it up? That could be a good day.
Probably.
No. Nobody nothing else played wrong, Street Fighter.
Yeah.
I did.
Fool me once. No.
Nothing day one, I don't think. I do want to play Mortal Kombat, but there's just other stuff on the docket.
Oh, docket! Lies of P, Lewis? That seems like a bit of you.
Yeah, it does actually.
Yep, like I said. No, I'm going to, you know, play other things, and then I might get round to Lies of P. I genuinely want to call it Life of Pi now, and that's what, that's what it was called. Nothing. I didn't even bother with the demo, to be honest.
Same. Looks good though.
Yeah.
Baldur's Gate 3 seems to be reviewing very, very well on PS5 as well. So, kudos to Larian, because to release, I think, on two different platforms with that much aplomb seems to be great, and it bodes well for the Xbox version as well. Yeah, which is great. Mm.
Coming this year now, which is good.
Now in the argument of best game of all time, not just of the year, which is insane.
Crazy. I'd love to play it, but it's £65.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, yeah.
The deluxe version is 65, Ben. You could go for the non-deluxe version, which is 60.
Oh, I'm all in then.
I wonder if they'd always planned it to be 65, or whether or not just the success on the PC has then led them to do that. Because in hindsight, that's a really good marketing move. So if you do hold off on platform releases and stagger them, and you can get a pretty penny for certain things.
Yeah,
I think it was.
If you're that confident that it's good, yeah.
What I like is that just literally when you were going through that list, I was like, we've not really had a long game name in a while. Mm. And then we got to Infinity Strash, Dragon Quest, The Adventures of Dai. Now, we just wait for that to come out on Switch, so it'll be called Infinity Strash, Dragon Quest, Adventures of Dai, Ultimate Edition, Ultra P, or something like that.
Reloaded. Uh-huh. That's always a good one, isn't it? Reloaded. Yeah. Love that word. Yeah, I mean, Cyberpunk 2077 Phantom Liberty DLC as well. I've seen too much of it, and I'm like, I like all the Idris Elba content. I like the look of it. I like the idea that they've completely done a 2.0, which is like the arrogance of CD Projekt Red that I do like. Feels like they're back to the best in terms of what they were doing with like The Witcher and the content there and some of the free upgrades. So, yeah, I'm keen to jump into that. I probably won't play it on the Steam Deck. I probably will persevere with that on console.
At least the 2.0 is coming to the base game. That's not
that's free. Yeah,
Phantom level 2. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm going to restart that when that comes out.
Yeah, I think we probably all should. And then wind Laurie up and say it's shit. In fact, Ben, I'll let you do that. He doesn't watch this podcast anyway. So everyone that's watching this and listening to this, please at Laurie. What's this? Is it the Eggman 64 on Twitter / X?
It is.
And just tell him how much you're not liking. Cyberpunk, and then just watch him unfold online and then start talking about his house admin, like doing the laundry, tending to the chickens, paying the gardeners.
Yes.
All of those wonderful things.
He does listen to this, though.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, Laurie, cross players, if you listen to this right now. Okay, so we're going to jump into Pick Up and Play. Okay, so let us talk. For whom we're going to pick up on first? You know what? I'm going to go first.
Selfish.
Ooh.
Because I want to just talk specifically about this pickup first, because I think Alex got the same version as me. I'm not too sure. I don't think Ben has. No.
No.
Shut up, as if you're not that person. That laugh then. So we got you've got it there, Alex. Do you want to show it to the people?
Mine's is up behind
me. Mine's up here, so I'll get it then. Fucking hell, you stay sat. I'm not the one who's doing all the hosting and everything. I should have even fucking had it. I got the steelbook, and it says on the back, "The wonder is not that the field of stars is so vast, but that man has measured it, Antor France, the guardian of Epicurum." It's really, really nice steelbook, to be honest. And then the art on the inside as well was pretty cool. It came with a nice little fashioned guide of all the controls and stuff that you need to do on Xbox.
Need fame, Ben.
Handy, that, actually. I should have got that version.
Would have been good for Ben. We'll get to that in a minute. But I'm not going to talk about the game, because I think Alex, myself, and Ben have played it, and Lewis as well. So we'll get to that in a sec. Ben, you picked up something I want to pick up, but it is on the list of things that I'm going to wait to go down, even though it probably won't go down because it's a FromSoft game. Ben!
Yes, I picked up Armored Core 6 Fires of Rubicon.
Nice.
Love that name.
Great name.
Launch edition. which, you know, like they did with Elden Ring, where they just put it in a box and put some extra. I haven't actually looked at what else is included in there, but yeah
a patch.
It's maybe a patch. I can add it to my jeans with my Elden Ring one. Lovely. Oh, I'll look right snazzy. Yeah, that game obviously reviewed really well. Looks really cool. Obviously, From Software have, you know, they've won me over. With
They're
Elden
all right,
Ring
aren't they?
In a major way.
They're okay.
To be able to put out Elden Ring last year and then this year is fantastic. I'm excited to play
one
that.
One has to have suffered, and it's not Elden Ring.
Well, this was made by the Sekiro team, apparently. So they've got two teams. So they've got the Elden Ring one, and then this one was made by Sekiro. And that
the
was
worst Souls game.
Game of the year, wasn't it, in 2019 or something?
Yeah.
That was Control, mate. That was Control.
No. I'm excited to try that. And I was
curious, though.
What was it? I was watching a Digital Foundry video about it, and apparently the mechs in this game scale to the world in Elden Ring. So like someone had done some research, and basically if you put the mechs in the Elden Ring world, they're like halfway up the fire giant. So it's like they've used the Elden Ring world as the basis for it, and then put these giant mechs in it, changed all the scenery and stuff. But I just thought that was vaguely interesting to think, so it's, maybe not. Move on.
Okay. Alex, you picked up a few different things.
You looked like you were trying to interject.
Go on, what were we going to say first?
I was saying Game of the Year 2019 Control. Yep, it was there. Nominated.
Was on the list. Nominated. Yep.
Okay.
Rough year.
Hammered year. Alex, you picked up a few things, mate.
Yeah, I picked up a couple of things. So, although I've kind of been joking about Goodbye Volcano High, I have got Goodbye Volcano High to play. I haven't played it yet, but I do have it. And I've played and picked up Fort Solace, because this was quite an interesting little game. I think we talked about it a wee bit the last time. Don't play it.
Leave it there. Move on.
It's like a kind of space horror. It's not horror.
Musical, isn't it?
No, it's not a musical. It's like
Ben, fuck off.
It's the one that's got like Troy Baker and stuff in it. So it's got like a really good cast and
were they the
yeah, it's got Troy Baker.
The Gamescom opening night live thing, because it was after. So, but it's so slow. Like the pace of it is so slow. Like you can't run, you can't do anything, and it's one of those kind of narrative Quantic Dream type games, and it looks amazing. Like the one thing you would say about it is like it's the latest like version of Unreal Engine 5, and the looks of it are really good and tells an all right story, but it feels like you can't impact it in any way. Like even the decisions you make, you don't think actually have any impact whatsoever, and it just feels like it drags on and on and on, which is a shame because like that. It looks so good, like the voice acting and everything, because of the went and got quite good because the guy from Red Dead Redemption and stuff as well. But the game itself, it's not much of a game for me, which is a shame.
It's just like a pure walking sim, isn't it?
Aye,
like
basically.
That's literally all you do.
But it's not even a good one. Yeah.
I like walking sim. Yeah. The game I was thinking of, the musical, is Stray Gods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Sorry, I'm a bit rusty.
Different game.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we jump into what we've been playing? Should we jump into the obvious one?
You jump, yeah.
Okay, let's go for it. So,
let's grav jump into what we've been playing.
Oof, love it. Only if you invest your skill points into it. So Destructoid, 10 out of 10. Digital Trends, 70 out of 100. Dual Shockers, 90 out of 100. Game Informer, 8.5 out of 10. Games Radar, 5 stars out of 5 stars. Game Spot, 70 out of 100. IGN, 7 out of 10. Meristation, never heard of it, 58 out of 100. You've got PC Mag, 3 out of 4. Fucking hell. You've got PC Gamer, 75 out of 100. And then you've got multiple other sites giving it 10s out of 10s. You've got VGC giving it 5 out of 5. Starfield is polarizing. I think it's aggregating still pretty high. I think it's on
still at 88, I think.
88, which is very, very good score. And is it the highest rated Bethesda game?
No.
Not still Skyrim.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether or not Fallout 3 is ahead of it as well, but still one of the highest rated anyway, I think it's fair to say. But it seems like they have delivered a game that people are happy with. I think that seems to be the consensus, and I think the majority of it seems like they've got a bit of a free pass on some of the performance issues that it's seeing. You've got Todd Howard just blatantly lying to people, going, this has been optimized for PC, even in people rocking a 4090, I think are struggling to get solid performance out of it.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen quite a bit about that.
I've had no issues.
He is bragging away. I've got a 4090. I've got no issues.
I don't have a 4090, but I've had no issues.
I've had issues on my PC, and I think the quality of the graphics scales quite cleverly, but then it's really jarring. It looks like Fallout 3, you know, when it starts basically downgrading. Some of the character models are a little bit flat. I think I'm moving into my gripes more so than being positive about this game, because I do feel positive about it, like more so than I feel negative. I'm going to start with Alex, because I think you're the person who's played this the most, and therefore you've got, out of the 10 minutes, you can speak for 9 of them, and then Ben, Lewis, and myself get the 1 minute split between us. You played this for what, 23, 24
hours? 25 hours probably now, because I was playing it like just before you guys come on. I said to Ben, like, I don't really want to be here. I want to be back. But, like, I didn't want to switch it off. Like, genuinely, not in the nicest possible way. And what I said, though, was I haven't felt like this for a long time. Like, I genuinely just want to keep playing a game. And it's such a nice feeling to feel like that towards a game again. I can't even put my finger on what it is. Like, it just speaks to me, and it has its flaws. There's no getting away from that. Like, encumbrance is terrible, absolutely terrible. Like, I'm like, you need to patch that or something, because it's far too low. You're constantly encumbered because it's a game that wants you to pick everything up.
Yeah,
but
that first area. When you're just like, it's, and you go into like scan mode and everything's in that light color, you know, where it's like, oh my God, you can literally, but the value of everything seems really high in proportion to like what credits you get for it. And I ended up picking up like 50 of the microscopes or something, because we're like 300 credits a pop. I'm going to be minted. Obviously, it's trying to do that. And then you get to a vendor.
You want a microscope?
I was like, and then the guy was like, not really. I'll give you 20 credits for it. I was like, fuck. But there's loads of stuff in that first area where it's a bit like, okay, I need to be a bit more selective of what I'm picking up, otherwise I'm just going to be burning through CO2.
But it's definitely that game that it lets you play the game that you want to play. Like, you can play this game every way you want to do it. You can play it differently every time you pick it up, which I've found I've done quite a bit. So whether it's like at lunchtime, I picked it up today, and I'm like, I don't really want to go and do any missions. I don't want to do that. And what ended up with, I hadn't really done any of at all, was I just sat there and went on my ship and started fighting all the other ships. Like, then this is great. Like, and it's so well done. Like, I don't think anything that it does is top of its class, but it does so much very well that it all kind of comes together. And I can understand why it's polarizing. It's to your point, like, you look at some of the character models, and Bethesda have never done great character models. It's one of the things I've just never been that good at. But some of them are much, much better. You know, like, you've really made, but then they've filled the world with ones that aren't as good. And you're like, it's just very like, maybe they'll come along and they'll patch that a little bit just to bring them a little bit more up to par. But
I mean, they're the ones, just to touch on that point as well, like, that's the kind of Bethesda uncanny kind of vibe that you get from all of their games, where like, if you're walking past an NPC, they do like that, and they're like staring at you, or regardless what angle you are, they're just like that, constantly staring at you a little bit, and it's a bit freaky. Where it gives you that kind of focus that you are the focus in that world, and therefore everything else is immaterial, and they are just NPCs rather than keeping you immersed in it.
Yeah,
and I was listening to another podcast just on that point, and they were saying it's almost like you're in the Truman Show.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
like, that's, it does a really feel good, like, point. Everyone else. Yeah. It feels like everyone else knows something, and they're just like, "Oh, I'm a real human. Hello."
Yeah,
you know, it's very odd. Very odd. Carry on,
The criticism I've seen, a couple of comparison videos to like Cyberpunk, which I think is a little unfair, because they've had a long time to work on Cyberpunk, and we all know what you could go down the street and a car would disappear in Cyberpunk, so that's not a perfect game. But it's like the mechanics of how like society works, of like aiming a gun at a police in Cyberpunk, like immediately they're going to start a fight. They're not going to be happy with you. They're going to try and rush you. Whereas in this, you could be aiming at head, shooting round the head. As long as you don't hit them, it's not going to do anything. It's just that there's a level of detail that the granularity of this game they haven't really been able to get into because it is a Bethesda game. Whereas the things they've added on the periphery are really rich, like the star fights and then also the story as well. The story itself, so you've played it obviously the most, Alex. Do you find, is that become more captivating as you played it longer, or is it kind of...
I beat probably just before we were coming on, which I think is probably like the kind of main beat of the story when you kind of work out what's going on. I'm like, right, I want to know. And then it sends you here and I'm on to the next bit. But I found myself, it's not... I had gone into this because a lot of the podcasts and other people have been talking about it. It's like, you go and main the story, get through the story, and that's when it comes into its own. But I get distracted so many times, and just like, you can be going past and you find a note on something and then you're away doing this other quest, or you overhear something, you go and do one. So I ended up going undercover, like to go and take on the space pirates and stuff, and I'm like, this is just really cool. And I'd never really felt myself in a game properly role playing it as such. I've never really done that, but in this I'm like thinking about, how do I want to play this? What do I want to do here? Do I want to go, do I want to backstab them? Do I want to go under here? Do I want to steal everything that I'm getting here for myself? Like, I properly was getting into it. It was really engrossing me. And you get so sidetracked so easily, but none of the sidetrack stuff feels cheap. Like, it's all like stuff that takes hours and hours. It's not like, oh, you're going and doing a wee bit here and you're just like, oh, 15 minutes, I've done that mission, I can go back to the main. And you're like, no, you're going into a proper arc here.
What's your background with Bethesda? Because obviously you came into gaming a little bit later than the rest of us, or you had a bit of a gap.
I've only
played
Fallout 4.
Really?
So that's the only... And I've tried to play Skyrim and I never got into it.
Never played New Vegas, never played 3. No. See, that, to be fair, because I played those two games, and I think, Lewis, Ben, you guys have as well?
Yep.
Hell no.
You haven't? Okay, no. That's interesting. No. So those two games, I'm going to have to dive off for a second, but those two games, you have a very similar feel to this game, and that's the one thing that I picked up. I think it's disingenuous to say it's Fallout 4 in space, because it's not just that. Like I said, that layer that it kind of adds is where the quality is, and I think that's the difference between this and the Fallout 4. Like, the base building in Fallout 4, it was okay, but it felt shoehorned in. Whereas I think the ship creation in this, and some of the things that people are creating, and then the fighting in this, and then also the storyline in this, it feels like a level above it, and it feels like it's gone back to its best roots of doing things. It feels like these periphery things have always been part of a Bethesda game before, and therefore now building forwards, hopefully it'll be there. I'll be 2 seconds, sorry, to listeners and viewers.
No,
we'll carry on.
I completely agree with Dan saying, no, like, everything feels like, and even the bits I played in Fallout 4, and I don't think it's fair to say this as Fallout in space, I think it is more than that, but I don't think, to the other side of the argument, this is that generational leap forward that people were getting. I think the game is overhyped, and I think it's been suffering from that hype to a certain extent, but I think it's going to be the game that will stand the test of time. No, this I can see being in that kind of Skyrim mold where people who love it will still be playing it in 10 years, and there'll be stuff added to it, there'll be mods added to it, there'll be like, it'll be a different game in 10 years time, but it can't get much bigger because it's huge. Absolutely huge.
When was it meant to release? What was its last initial release?
Last November, so it's not been that long delayed.
10 months. Yeah, so Ben, I guess You're the most negative out of us all, I would assume.
Well, in general.
In general, of course.
No.
Do you have any... I think we've all got negative points to go through. Do you have anything positive?
About Starfield?
No, just in life.
I love my family. No. I can appreciate why Alex has fallen in love with it. Like, I get that. I think ultimately, and setting all, like, obviously we've been chatting about it over the last couple of days in our little WhatsApp group and on Discord. And obviously I, you know, take the piss for comedic effect. Ultimately, if I'm just being sensible and objective, it is just not a game for me. It's not a style that I appreciate. And I just think, yeah, it's great that Alex and lots of other people love it as much as they do. But I played, how much have I played, Lewis? Three hours, 15 minutes or something.
Because it's five minutes more than me.
Keep us honest. And that was enough for me. I got to a point where I'd joined Constellation, like I'd become a member. And then I thought, all right, I think that's like my end game here. I'm happy now. and then I just out of curiosity, I thought, do you know what? I'll just fire it up on the backbone in bed and just play a little bit more. Maybe something will capture my attention. And then a lady said, oh, we've got you a bedroom here. Do you want to come and see it? So yeah, okay. I was following her for like 2 minutes, walking painfully slowly, and I properly rage quit. I was, what the fuck is this? And just put it down and uninstalled it on my Xboxes, because I was just like, this is just a fucking waste of time to me. So yeah, great that people love it, but I hate it.
I don't think you ever expected to like it, though, did you?
No. So I went in willing to be surprised, because I've been surprised by, even this year, Resident Evil 4. Remember when I played the demo, I was like, don't know about this. Loved it. Game of the year so far. I was kind of... I don't like the look of these games anyway, like even just Western RPGs in general. I think Cyberpunk's probably the only one I've seen through to completion, because... So I find them really clunky and unnatural, poorly written, poorly acted.
Yeah,
too big, too meandering. I don't want to walk behind someone just waiting to be taken to a room just so I can go, oh, great. Oh, should I point at 50,000 things in this room and pick them all up for no apparent reason? It's just not something I'm interested in. So, I'm out, but I'm looking forward to hearing from everyone else over the coming weeks/months. Maybe I'll get into it again another time, but for now,
there's nothing
for me.
One thing I would say, my main criticism of it is there's a bit of a recency bias, because we haven't had a Fallout game in a while, and we haven't had a good Fallout game since 3, in terms of the actual story and things that happen. But some of the quirks of Bethesda games are frustrating, and some of the quirks are very charming. And one of the ones, like, it's really common, most of the games you'll engage in a conversation with someone in the midst of a fight or in the midst of like a monster roaming around, and then there's always a tweet and always some sort of social media post or some sort of video of the monster attacking either you or the NPC that you're having a conversation with. And it's like, it'll get like 50,000 likes, a lot of people retweeting it going, oh, it's great, blah blah blah. Same thing happens every time. It's like I said about the Uncanny Valley part, like there's a charm to it, and there's it's like melancholic, isn't it? Because it reminds you of things like Skyrim, it reminds you of those kind of games that you grew up with when you were younger. I was just hoping it would be a little bit more of a leap forward in those areas as well, because I just can't imagine they're happy making that same game over and over and over again.
Is it the same engine?
I believe so, yeah. I think the same as
Creation Engine, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm excited for the next game that they make. I think I'm in a similar vein to... I'm trying to think of a recent example of something like this. But I suppose Tears of the Kingdom, now that they've kind of exhausted what they've done in that world, I'm excited now for where they take the Legend of Zelda after that point. I'm kind of the same with this. With Starfield, it feels like it's a punctuation to a decade of Bethesda games that have been great, but, you know, kind of faltered at times. So the next game that they make might be free of the burdens of the engine that they've been working on, and also hopefully might get rid of some of the tropes that I personally find a little bit dull. That being said, I would still point to the fact that I'm enjoying this a lot more than I did with 4, and I'm willing to persist with this game at the moment, which... but you know, you guys know me better than anyone, but in terms of the games that I play, I drop off them as quick as Ben did before. If I get frustrated, and I'm just like, right, fuck it, 45 minutes. The fact I'm at 3 hours already in a busy week probably is, a good example. I was gutted. I got home late last night because my train was delayed, so I was too tired to play it. So again, I was thinking about the game and what I want to do. Lewis, I don't know if you spoke about it while I had to go and make the baby a bottle, but what were your...
No, we got Captain Negative's opinions.
Yeah.
How did you know my name,
Roger? yeah, so I played it for just over 3 hours, 5 minutes less than Ben. And I started very high on this. I was like, this is, like, I think I said in Discord, I was like, absolutely loving it. This is great. Just love that Bethesda loop, that core gameplay that they're always going to have. It is buggy. I've had a few instances of enemies just sort of stuck, having a fit midair, legs like going really fast, trying to like get traction on stuff. And that's fine. I don't care. Like, it is what it is. I like going around and seeing the things you can pick up. I seen a succulent, a little cactus. I nearly took a photo to send to Ethan.
I saw that and nearly did the same thing in the space station at the start.
Yep, yeah, in the space station. Yes. Yeah. I love the ship. I like how you can customize that ship. I don't know if I'm going to spend much time doing that because I've got an image in my head of what I want it to look like. And I don't have the patience to learn what to do. I've seen one that I can maybe buy that looks cool. I might just do that. I think my criticisms of it are not unique. I think they're basically what everyone said. The space exploration is frustrating. It's a whole load of nothing, if you ask me. It does take you hours. I watched a couple of videos. You can travel by boosting towards a planet, you can get there. I think you just sort of phase through it. So you need to go via the menu to land, which is clunky. It would be better if you could aim your ship at the sort of space base.
Oh, that map is totally pointless. I was stuck on it for the first time. I had to engage with it and figure out the planet, and then landing on a specific part.
Yeah,
I was like, I kept on going out and in. I was like backing out of it, thinking, "What the fuck am I doing?" And the inventory as well. Just anything to do with the menus in that game is stupid. I even hate the first menu where you hit the character in the middle and then you've got to point it in one of the four directions. So I'm just like, every time I have to make attention to it, whereas in other games, it's just quick. You're just in there and you're doing stuff.
So like the fact that you can't just, if you're flying in space and your cursor or whatever, your crosshairs is over the base, why can't you just go A dock or A
land? Like you can with the ships. So because you can do that with the space station, you do that with space stations, and do that with the ships. It'd be better if you could do that with the planet.
Yeah, the exploration.
I was going to say that. Great. I think it's that thing again. If you need to play it for a certain amount of hours to unlock certain perks, that realistically, I would say a quality of life and should be there from the start. But go on, Lou. Sorry, mate.
Yeah, the exploration has been ruined by No Man's Sky for all its faults. The fact that you can travel. Boosting or using hyperspace, whatever the fuck it is, between planets, and in real time go through the atmosphere and land. You could even do that on the
Ubisoft Star Fox. What was it called again?
And that was the fire.
Starlink.
Yeah. Starlink Battle for Atlas. Yes,
that was it. Terrible. You could do it on that. It was. But that the expectation has been set that you can do that in a game. And that was a crap Ubisoft game that ended up being a fiver. And then a game that was panned, but at release, No Man's Sky, you could do that. So it has been ruined a little bit. I don't like having to go to the menu. Also, the first city, New Atlantis, I think it's called.
Yeah.
When I first arrived, I was like, this is really cool. Like, looking up, I'm going, oh, these skyscrapers look amazing. And then I went, actually, where is everybody?
See, that's the one that the one thing you said that confused me is that, because when I've been in that city, it's been really busy.
It's just,
I wonder if it's a time thing or something, but when I've been in it, it's been like people everywhere.
It was during the day, so it might be at the work, I don't know. But I was like, it just feels really empty. And like I was like, this is a bit disappointing. And I genuinely turned it off. I was like, I'll come back to this.
Yeah. It's the problem with space games. And what was the name of the guy that did No Man's Sky?
Sean Murray.
Yeah, because to be fair, he delivered in the long run. But when you're talking about space and all of the terminology that goes with it, explore the universe, you know, your uncharted land, all of it, like, just it evokes a certain of a certain style of gameplay that it's really difficult to fucking create in a game. I still think the only game that's captured that level of wonder is, you know, when you think of the Wild Wild West and like Red Dead Redemption 2. Again, such a daunting game, but the reason it's so good for people is because it's so daunting, it's so immersive. I think Todd Howard built this to be immersive, and I think he built it to be bigger than what it was, and I think he's actually getting off quite lightly compared to the criticisms that the likes of Sean Murray had, or received, I should say. But had they come out and gone, this is our latest IP, but realistically, it's a spiritual successor to Fallout 3, and we feel we're getting back to our best, and this is the next step in Bethesda's, you know, generational leap, to show you what we want to do in the future, kind of thing. I think that would have made more sense, but yeah.
And I think it also comes down to as well, like, I don't care that I can't land a ship on a planet. Like, personally, it doesn't bother me, but I mean, I can understand for some people that it would, and I think this is probably one of the most personal games I think I've ever played, in terms of it'll let you play whatever way, but if you've got an expectation in your head of this is how I want to play it, it doesn't let you do that, then I can understand why it would annoy you.
I think it's an expectation that's been set by the people that released the game, though, and I think that's like, it's no different to how everyone felt with Cyberpunk, because it was so hyped and it was to the point of being like, right, this massive, massive game is going to completely blow us away. This is not quite, obviously nowhere near as bad as that Cyberpunk release, but I still think people felt this was going to be a little bit more of an... I listened to Cardi talking about it on the IGN UK podcast, and it was a similar kind of reaction of like, he felt like this was going to be everything he wanted based on the way it was marketed and displayed, and even the sections of the game that they've been shown, was in reality, like Lewis is saying, certain parts of it and certain mechanisms that aren't in there, like being able to land a ship is probably inconsequential to most people. But if your view of this game and the vastness of space and all of the different combination of things you should be able to do there has you landing the ship, I think you're naturally going to feel a little bit disappointed, because, yeah, it's space, man. You know, it's very, very hard to not come up with something imaginative of the things that you could do there, or something, to be brutally honest, that isn't going to be based on No Man's Sky, because quite a lot of the footage they showed in some of those early videos was essentially carbon copies of No Man's Sky's early demos. So, yeah, that's negative stuff. But again, I am enamored with this game. I'm really enjoying it. I'm enjoying this because it is Fallout 3 to me. It is that type of game where I got completely lost in that world. I love the humor of the Bethesda games. I love the way that it is uncanny. I love its mistakes and its flaws. I love the potato video and the mechanics of that I saw online, where it's just a vault full of potatoes on the fucking ship. I love the fact that the enemies can somehow get onto the ship, even if you're fucking about with them outside of it. Because some of the hilarious videos that I've seen from there, again, it doesn't seem like it's intentional, but you give them a pass because it's Bethesda. I'm also intrigued by the fact that people say it's better to play this game to completion quickly and then start exploring and then start doing other stuff after you do the new game plus. There's a mystery to that and to that advice that, again, is captivating me to play it more. So I get you, Alex. I love the fact that you feel it's... I love when people get a little bit protective of games because they're enjoying it that much, and I wouldn't want to piss on your bonfire, but
I'm not even being protective.
Sounds like someone's being down.
No. What I was going to say is, like, I don't think there's anyone's criticism that I haven't agreed with. Like, I genuinely think everyone's criticisms, and on the most part, have been valid. But it's just they've not personally for me. It's not been things that have bothered me as such. But I can understand why it would bother other people.
I think that's lovely, though. Like, not to be patronizing, but like to find a game that's, what is it, like a 7 that you love like a 10 is a really special thing.
Laurie was Cyberpunk as well, isn't it? It's like, we all took the piss out of him, but if something really hits in the right way, it's like, fucking me with Spyro games, I can't be critical, you know? There's always something that we're going to, and it's not even like a guilty pleasure. If something really, really means something to you, regardless of the moment you're playing it in, or because that game just has some sort of... What was the one that I like? Far Cry 5. That is a seven out of ten. A solid 7 out of 10. But to me, that was 9 out of 10. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. Everything, the way it was, the music in the game, to the storyline, to the mechanics of it, every part of it just completely resonated with me. So I totally get why this is, again, a 10 out of 10 to some people, and then to others it might be a 7. I just like the fact that it is a 7 to some, because it does show that they had high expectations of it. And I think the hype behind this game, I think it will carry through to whatever Bethesda do next. I really, really hope it isn't the Starfield. Same way I really, really hope the next FromSoft game isn't an Armored Core game again, and that, you know, it's an Elden Ring. I know we've got the DLC coming up, but you get my point.
Sorry, go on, Alex.
I was just going to say, and I think to your point about the games being a 7, I think even when you look at those reviews as a 7, they are like, once you get to a certain stage, this is an excellent game. Like, and the most of the criticisms of those 7s are still, this delivers when you get to a stage, but it takes too long to get to that stage. And like, quite a bulk of those reviews that have sat at a 7.
And that's fairly damning when we are surrounded by 9 and 10 out of 10 unquestionable. I think that's part of the problem for me is I could be playing Armored Core. I could maybe treat myself to Baldur's Gate. I could go back to Tears of the Kingdom. And that's the issue. It's like, well, I'm 3 hours in. This hasn't grabbed me. I think the big part of the problem is I don't have that nostalgia. Like I didn't game in the 2010s at all until like the Switch came out. So I've never played a Bethesda game. And I've got no frame of reference for them at all. I think if I had that nostalgia, I'd maybe forgive some of the stuff that you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
You know, this is part of the charm and all that stuff. But if Lewis, you did originally ask me to say something positive. I'm not sure I have yet. But I do admire the ambition of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not fair enough, you can't, you know, take off and land and all the rest of it, and there's a load of cutscenes and loaded screens and stuff. But I do think where the ambition seems to be is in all these like side quests and stories, the fact that you can go, oh, right, I'm gonna be a pirate and I'm just gonna do that for 5-10 hours, whatever it might be, and that's got nothing to do with the main storyline. Like, they have created a universe where you can basically do anything, as far as I can tell. But yeah, it's not for me, but I do, you know, I hope you guys will stick with it anyway. And Alex,
Laurie's saying, Gunners.
Yeah, like just over 3 hours for a game this size. Like, I'm not. Here he comes backpedaling. I'm not criticizing it. I'm just immediately, this is what has become apparent to me, like Dan was saying about expectations, and they weren't kind of met in some aspects, but it's still a game I'm gonna, like, I'm not done with it after 3 hours. I'm about to go back to it because I do really enjoy the older Bethesda games, from Fallout 3 to Fallout 4. I guess there's one in there between it.
Every good game has its faults.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a perfect game.
Yeah,
at all.
There is one thing. Any Bethesda game that's shooting has an element of guns in it.
Yeah.
What? Give me VATS, man.
Yeah. Why isn't VATS in it? I know.
I still don't know what that means. You've mentioned that so many times in previous
episodes. L2 or something.
It's an acronym for something, and it's like something Vault. That's what I can't. It's basically you've got a thing on your arm, and it's. Slows down time so you can pinpoint.
You don't have that.
You can get it to her, can't you?
You it's don't like have that, but no, it's you basically, once you get to one of the planets, there's basically a drug that you can get, which is contraband, and which kind of
allows you to do that.
Does it?
Okay,
yeah.
That's interesting.
Because I don't know what Fallout was, but I got VATS, obviously aimed at this person's head. Slow mo. Bullet comes out the gun, follows, hits the guy in the head. The head comes clean off the body and bounces down some stairs in slow motion. From that second, I was like, give me VATS in every single game. Just give me VATS.
Fallout 3, the mole rat, I always tell the story. Like, I literally hit it with a baseball bat that I'd picked up at a birthday party, and it just shot into the horizon. And it was definitely a bug, and I think it'd been well documented it was a bug. I had no idea about it at this point. Burst into laughter, and I must have been laughing. I paused it and was laughing for 6 minutes straight. Like, that is the funniest thing I think I've ever seen in a video game, and I thought it was intentional. I was like, do these things just like go off into the stratosphere whenever you eat them?
That's reminded me of one other thing that I did like as well. So to start with, there's a there's no avoiding shooting, right? You have to do a bit of FPS action. But when you get to like a, I assume it's like a mini boss at the end of the first little quest, the fact that I was able to negotiate and persuade and not fight, I did think that was pretty cool. Yeah. And it made me, that's what makes me think, oh, maybe I should go back and start with a different character that's just like, and just focus purely on
persuasion.
That persuasion and trickery and everything else.
Well, I went down
that route. True.
No, it's not though. Exactly. I went down the, what was it? Space Scoundrel.
That's the,
So basically I wanted to be Han Solo because I was just like, that sounds hilarious. And to be fair, my character build looks like me. It's even just chubby enough to be me, which I was really happy with. Got the same quiff and everything. And I was like,
I bet he's a right cunt.
He is not a right cunt. He's perfectly nice and he's just misunderstood.
He's role playing as a cunt.
Yeah, maybe. But being nice now and again. And, you know, people come back into my life and back out again. It's fine. And I put loads of points into persuasion for that reason because I was like, I love when you can just talk people out of a fight because it just feels really funny to me. Like everyone's really heightened and there's like 15 against one and they're like, right, boys, we're intimidated. Come on, let's go home. It's like, really? That would happen? But it's the charm of a Bethesda game. So look, it's amazing. We've got a new Bethesda game. It's enjoyable. People are ripping it apart in good ways, like finding out things about this game that they really enjoy. And I think we're going to be seeing a lot about this to come.
Laurie, can I mention one more little thing that I didn't mention and none of us have mentioned? I just want to mention it because it's fucking excellent.
You go.
The lockpicking game.
The lockpicking game is amazing. Yes, that is cool. Yeah,
I was confused by it. I was like, what's going on here?
Well, I was, and then I got it and I was like, oh, that's fun. That's addictive. Yeah.
Yeah. What? I thought, oh, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's like the boring bits of Spider-Man.
Or it's basically just a shit version of BioShock. But, yeah.
Well, I didn't mind it actually. That, I know a lot of people are going, how do you do that? As they don't explain it. It's like,
I liked it. Yeah.
I quite enjoyed that.
Yeah, I liked it not being explained as well. What I was going to say very quickly, yeah, so Laurie being the guru that he is, he did say, is this a bit for Cyberpunk that I've got to wait a little bit of a while to play? Because he's jumped into it now, but I said no at the time. But in reality, probably is right. Or Laurie, the Oracle. I think if you give this maybe 6 months.
Loracle.
Nice. Okay. Lorraine Kelly. No, that doesn't work. I think if you give it 6 months, you will come back to a more polished game with some quality of life improvements that might make your experience a little bit better. I do think the Bethesda team are going to listen to a lot of the criticisms on here because it does seem to be like, just sort the inventory out, do that, make some of the other parts a little bit more accessible, and yeah, give us a better map.
Explain what the buttons do. That little things like that. Yeah,
common sense. Put better for an intro. That's cool.
Yeah. Vault Tech assisted targeting system.
There we go.
Vats.
It is cool. Should we play a little game? About you the game. You're proud of me.
Oh, well done.
Okay. I'm always proud of you, Dan.
Oh, yeah. You know. I tried to give you some more. We're going to play keyword countdown, lads. That's what we are.
Oof.
That's been a while. I've
I don't
got
think
six...
I've played this, have I?
You haven't. I've got Ooh. Six games. You're all going to get one guess. If you haven't heard of Keyword Countdown, we've ripped it off from the old IGN UK podcast. They don't do it anymore.
Not a sponsor.
I've mentioned that twice. I am trying to court a couple of the guys from that podcast to come on in the next couple of weeks, but that's by the by. I've got 10 keywords, chaps. Okay. I've got them off IMDb. Some are crazy, some are sensible, but they're all about a specific game. So I've got six games. Lewis?
I've got a question, and it's a question for everybody here.
Explain
what's
rules
the difference between keyword countdown and what's in your pocket?
It's the same thing, but what's in your pocket? Well, what's in your pocket, if you'd actually remembered, was about...
It's inventory stuff.
Inventory stuff, Lewis.
Oh, okay, sorry. So I just curious. It just occurred to me.
No, it's fine. It's okay. Don't worry. Just try and blow it up.
Should live. I'm sorry. Should have asked.
Do your own quiz, Lewis.
Yeah, no, yeah. Fucking hell. You do the prep next time wearing a black t-shirt.
Jesus.
Get a fucking shave.
Last quiz I did.
Get your bloody nipple out.
Yeah, come on. The... Feed the hamster. Okay. So again, just to re-explain that because I was rudely interrupted. So we've got six games and each one's got 10 keywords. If you guess it on the first keyword, you get 10 points. If you guess incorrectly, you're frozen out for that first for that keyword. Okay, so you can't guess again until the next one comes on. The winner at the end is the one with the most points. Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay. First game, first keyword. Exploration.
Starfield.
Ben's got it in 10. Well done, mate. Felt easy, did it? Felt easy. Ben's got 10 points. Alex is on 0.
Done, Ben.
The rest of the keywords were planet, future, space station, single player, role playing, robots, laser, astronaut, and space. Don't worry, lads, it was meant to be easy. I was just curious as to who was listening and who wasn't. Next game, first keyword, autonomy.
Baldur's Gate 3.
Ben's frozen out.
Autonomy. Final Fantasy, the last one.
No. Lewis
was
is frozen.
That 16?
Yeah, still frozen out.
Portal 2.
Frozen out. Next keyword, politicians.
Red Faction 2.
Oh, what a game. No. Alex frozen out.
Autonomy, politicians. Disco Elysium.
No. Lewis is frozen. Ben?
It wasn't that.
5 seconds.
That's what I was going to say. So no.
Okay, next keyword. Police brutality.
Detroit become human.
Ben is frozen.
Detroit become human?
No. Ben's frozen.
Oh. Resident Evil 4.
Nope. Alex frozen.
I've got a game in my mind, but I can't think of what it's called.
That doesn't help.
That shitey one that Ben and Laurie played, where there's like a little fucking stupid robot that flaps about the place.
Starfield.
Like it's set in France.
No.
We got a code for it a couple of years ago. Don't know.
No. Next one. Thief.
Is that the same thing? What the fuck's this game called?
You might be right.
They wear masks, I think. Stupid.
10 seconds.
Game with.
I have no idea.
Flappy.
Calling it there. Next keyword. Neglect.
Civilization 6.
No.
Civilization 5. Skyrim.
All right, Ethan. Lewis, 5 seconds.
The Siege.
No. Next keyword, multi-platform.
Oh, God. This is. See if it ends up being this fucking game.
Autonomy, politicians, police brutality, thief, neglect, multi-platform. Five seconds.
Can I have Theft Auto?
Nope.
I can't get past this game I'm trying to think of. What was the last one?
I've just literally only got 5 seconds. Multi-platform.
Multi-platform.
Next keyword. Child abuse.
Just Cause.
That's a game.
Far Cry 5.
No. Alex, 5 seconds.
No, I don't know.
Next keyword, conformity.
This is a tough one.
It is. Yeah. You all should have got it.
Darkest Dungeon. Six.
No. No. Ben, 5 seconds.
Stop copying me, Alex. No, I've got nothing.
Next keyword, bonds.
GoldenEye.
No. Good.
Bonds.
No.
No. No.
Last keyword.
No.
Confidant.
Persona 5.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Autonomy.
Damn it.
Politicians. Police brutality. Multi-platform. Yeah. Thief. Neglect. Bond's child abuse conformity confidant.
It's my shape.
Crazy.
What's the one that Ben and Laurie played?
It's fair keywords for that game as well.
Yeah, it's fair keywords. Completely.
Ben's on 11, Alex on 0, Lewis on 0 as well. We've still got 1, 2, 3, 4 more games to go. Next one. First keyword. First of series.
Grand Theft Auto.
Super Mario Brothers.
No, no.
Baldur's Gate.
No. Next keyword. Multi-platform.
Resident Evil.
Elden Ring.
No, no. 5 seconds.
FIFA.
No. Next keyword. Damage dodging. Damage dodging.
Hades.
No.
Good guess. Good guess, Ben.
So that's for the
damage
list.
Dodging. Assassin's Creed.
No.
No idea.
Alex, 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Single player.
Tomb Raider.
No. First of series, multi-platform, damage dodging, single player.
Multi-platform makes it tricky.
Or does it? Five seconds.
Hollow Knight.
No.
Great guess, Lewis.
Next keyword. Cult video game.
Cut all them.
Say what you see, lads. Say what you see.
Ben was going to see it as well.
I thought you said Ben looks like Mr. Chips then. I was like, that's a bit fucking harsh. No, it's Worms.
What a book.
5 seconds.
What was the last one,
cult
sorry?
Video game.
What's cult?
Cult. Next keyword, forest. Forest.
Ori and the Blind Forest.
Say what you see, lad. Say what you see. No. First of series, multi-platform, damage dodging, single player, cult video game, Forest.
Good guess.
Guess. It's a good guess, actually.
What games are in a forest?
You tell me.
I don't know.
You tell me. Play enough now. I think you've all
it's
played
it. It's the first in series.
Far Cry.
Nah, yeah, first series. Next keyword.
Yep.
Vacation gone wrong.
Firewatch?
No.
Just Cause?
It's
not really a vacation, is it?
That's Skyrim today, isn't it, for you?
Dead Island?
No. Next keyword. Lake.
Lake.
Lake. Body of water, lake.
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 Alan Wake?
Yeah, got it. There you go.
Disappointing.
Well, I was never going to get that.
That really a cult video game?
Yeah, are you sure that wasn't a typo, Dan?
No.
Well done. Was it really a multi-platform until it was remastered? Was it an Xbox?
I think it was, yeah. Sure, it's on PC.
Let Lewis have his
first
points.
Of series. Multi-platform. Damage dodging, single player, cult video game, forest, vacation gone wrong, then it was lake, flare gun, flashlight. I need to say that right. Ben is on 10. Oh no, 11. Ben's on 11. All right, fuck it. Alex on 0, and Lewis is on 4. We've got two, 3 games left, all to play for. First keyword, the fourth game, magic.
Elden Ring.
Baldur's Gate 3.
One of you got it right. It was Alex.
Ooh.
Well done, mate. Very, very good.
What game is it? What were the other Elden clues?
Magic. Then elements. Multi-platform. Kingdom. Knight. Monsters. Castle. Swords. Armor. Cheesing.
You added cheesing in there.
Baby. Ben's on 11. Alex on 10. Lewis on 4, all still to play for. Everyone can still win. Next game, first keyword, first person view.
Fallout 3.
Cyberpunk.
No.
No Man's Sky.
No. Next keyword. Multiple endings.
Hmm.
5 seconds. Next.
Fallout 4.
No. Next keyword. Agent.
Hitman.
No.
Thanks, Alex. I was going to say that. Thanks. Taking the one. What was that? Agent.
Agent.
Watch Dogs.
No.
That was the one.
Fucking hell. Oh, that was very loud.
Sorry.
Loud!
Next. Watch Dogs. That's the one I was thinking of a couple of
which
games
is absolutely
ago.
Not the answer. next keyword. Assassin.
Assassin's Creed.
Max.
No. What game now? First person view. Multiple endings. Agent. Assassin.
It's not Hitman. Excuse me.
5 seconds. Next keyword. Mission.
GoldenEye.
No.
Quantum Break.
No.
No idea. Move on.
Next keyword. Death.
Run through them again.
First person view, multiple endings, agent, assassin, mission, death. 5 seconds.
Siphon filler.
What a game. No. People are screaming at you at the moment. Next keyword. Time.
Deathloop.
Well done, Ben. Thank you. That's Ben on 15. First person view, multiple endings, agent, assassin, mission, death, time, guns, party, 1960s. Well done, Ben.
Didn't like that game.
So probably. Last game, Alex can still win it. Lewis can come second, 1 point off Ben. Ben can walk away with it. First keyword, anarchy.
Far Cry.
No. 5 seconds.
Far Cry
5.
No.
Arkham City.
No. Synthetic human.
Nier Automata.
No.
Cyberpunk.
No.
No.
Detective.
Disco Elysium?
No.
Synthetic human. Detective.
Detective Pikachu.
Anarchy. Synthetic human. Detective. Detective Pikachu. Next keyword. Disfigurement.
Detroit Become Human.
No. Good guess. No.
Last of Us.
No.
Resident Evil 4.
No. Next keyword. Faction.
Red Faction 2.
Say what you see. No. Then again, I was audacious by putting death into the last one, and you still didn't all guess it with Deathloop. So.
Can you run through them again, please?
Anarchy, synthetic human, detective, disfigurement, faction.
No idea. Have we? Do you know if we played this?
Yes.
Who's played it?
You can't start asking for clues now.
Why? Actually, at least two of you have played it.
What two?
That's it. Next keyword, multiple choice. Multiple
is
choice.
Is Quantum Break?
No.
Have I said that already?
Yes.
Until Dawn?
No.
Professor Layton?
Disfigurement.
It's a detect.
Next keyword, robot butler.
Horace?
No. 5 seconds.
Well, like four.
He's got it. Oh, he's pipped him. Has he? No, he hasn't.
No,
oh,
I haven't.
You haven't. Well done, mate. Anarchy, synthetic human, detective, disfigurement, faction, multiple choice, robot butler, wasteland, power armor, nuclear bomb.
Yeah, there was a synthetic, like a robot detective, wasn't there?
Yeah, I tell you what, you all got one, so well done for that. Clicks, lads, come on.
Good quiz that, Dan.
Thank you, mate. Cheers.
That's quite good for me. I don't know. That was like
you know my shit.
15 points. Quizzes. Ben takes the dub. Alex comes in second on 14. Lewis on 4. But yeah, you all got one.
That's participation good. Trophy. Thanks.
Well, maybe not. You know what we're like. Oh, good. Special shout out to all of our patrons. So we've got Ethan Hunt, Nate Ellingsworth, Carl Hughes, Sean Hughes, Jason Frost, Sarah Perbrick, Rebecca Rudranath, Luke Cooper, Kevin Scully, Mark Grumpy Hammond, Runestorm, Phil Marshall Stack, Eamon McCauley, Phil Henshaw, and Daniel Muir. That's about right, Muir.
Nice.
Is it Muir?
Yeah.
Muir.
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 Muir. Muir. Thank you very much for listening, as ever. If you like everything we were doing, then I don't know, just fucking listen to us next week as well. If you fancy getting a bit more involved, go to patreon.com/thecrossplayers. You can throw us £2. We have got EGX coming up, so you'll be funding, hold on, just check my notes, a burger for Ben in the afternoon. I think that's what we're gonna aim for the Patreon funds on. Yeah, a burger for Ben in the afternoon. Jokes
aside, he's on the bread line.
He's on the bread line. We do loads of giveaways on Crossbutton. Lads, Crossbutton VR, what are we talking about this week?
All the games that are coming.
Oh my
lots
God.
And lots and lots there are a lot. Of games. There's a lot of games.
I saw on the internet from a well-known personality that's no games on PSVR2.
I think there's 6 next Thursday alone.
Oh my God. Oh my God. And good games as well. Good games,
yeah,
fair to say.
Good games.
Good games.
Very good games.
Okay. Wonderful. And we can find that if you put in Crossbutton VR on any good internet podcasting service. There we go. Nice and straightforward. That was fun. That was good, wasn't it? It was warm.
Was.
I'm sweating a bit.
Very warm.
I'm sweating. Ben survived. Visibly dabbed on. So, yeah.
Mm.
I don't know what Dabadon means. I said a word there. I just made up because it's very warm in the conservatory as well.
And I like the way we all just nodded along there. Yeah,
Dabadon.
Yeah, Dabadon.
Dabadon.
Manamana.
It's a very sweaty Pokemon.
It's a Dabadon. Yeah.
Does this a lot.
Don't do that again.
That's just to circulate the air amongst his pets.
Some cheeky whiff. anything interesting happening this weekend? Any?
No.
Oh, fuck off. Bye, everyone.